Hello, everybody. Welcome once again to the Most Must Hear podcast. Big mouth, small words, sports talk. You know what it is. Let's run through a few things to start here. I was 19-11 on my NFL weekly picks going into the week. I put up an 11-4 record. Not too shabby, not too bad. Yeah, I mean, I crushed it this week. If the Bengals could have pulled off a win against the Steelers, could have been something special, but that's all right. So that brings my overall record to 30-15 since I started. Not too shabby. I predicted an easy win for the Eagles, and it was real easy. Oh, man, was it real easy. I said 21-14 Eagles. It was 34-13 Eagles. I didn't think that Philly was going to go off that much, but they did. I mean, Saquon Barkley did his best Barry Sanders impression the entire night, but it wasn't close to enough. So that's going to bring me right into this week's matchup. Thursday night football matchup between the Broncos, the Denver Broncos versus the Arizona Cardinals. Whew. I mean, the first 4 weeks of Thursday night football were just fire. I'm shooting off podcasts. I'm fired up. I'm like, let's fucking get into it. I was like excited to look over stats, excited to go over these teams. And then like the last couple weeks, I'm like, God fucking damn it. They did this to me. It's like shit matchup after shit matchup. I should go into the Sunday night footballs to go, which maybe, you know, maybe I'll just pick. I don't know. We'll see. I started this. I got to finish it. So the Cardinals have been a dumpster fire for most of the season. If you don't have David Johnson in a PPR format, that's important in fantasy football, then you wouldn't give a shit about the Cardinals at all because they blow. They haven't given you a reason to care. And God, I miss Larry Fitzgerald. He's such a good person. He doesn't deserve this. So the Cardinals rank as the worst offense in the league. They're 32nd in rushing, dead last. And they're 31st in passing. Not quite dead last, but they're pretty damn close. The defense isn't much better, ranking 24th. But the Broncos, listen, they're not the same team on the road as they are at home. There's no doubt about that. They haven't even won a game on the road yet. But the Broncos' biggest advantage over most teams this year has been their running attack. They rank 10th in that. So top 10 running, that's crazy. I mean, like I said, neither one of these teams are super impressive, but I mean, the Broncos are sneaky good. Should I say sneaky good? Maybe they are. 16th in passing. They got the 12th ranked offense. And with Von Miller and Chubb on the defensive line, they're worse on defense than the Cardinals? They're the 27th ranked defense? That's fucking weird. But that is what it is. It is a stat and it's real. Now, in the Cardinals' last game, I watched it because it was my lock of the week against the Vikings. They were playing pretty good on defense to start. They got 4 sacks. Chandler Jones got a strip sack, went in for a touchdown. I mean, they did pretty well. But then a big reason for the loss was the inability to stop the run. They could not. I was watching this at the end and I was like, geez, they cannot make a damn stop when it comes to the run game. And this makes that my first key matchup of the game. Bringing back the key matchups. The Broncos running game, or running backs, against the Cardinals defense. As I was just saying, in the last game, the Cardinals, they had a chance to win. They let it slip away, man. They were just allowing run after run after run. Fucking good Lord, horrible. Couldn't stop it. Against, I mean, like I said, they're going up against the 10th ranked running team. The Broncos should have an advantage here. I believe that this is the most important aspect of this game. Defensive tackle, Corey Peters, saying that the run defense has been a problem all year. At this point, it's like, do guys care? At the end of the day, everybody's got a responsibility. Everybody's got to take a look in the mirror and say, like, did I do what I was supposed to do? He basically said, just get into your gap and do your fucking job. So everybody in the Cardinals locker room fucking hates each other. When you're a dumpster fire, that's what happens. It's a short season. It's short into it. But for the Cardinals, it must feel like a goddamn lifetime. So obviously, advantage Broncos. Key matchup number 2, Arizona's offensive coordinator, Mike McCoy, versus the Broncos defense. Now, you've got Josh Rosen. He's young. There's going to be some growing pains, no doubt about that. But there's got to be a little success. There's got to be some flashes because they went 0 for 10 on third down. I thought they were bad when I was watching it, but I didn't know they were 0 for 10 bad. That can't all be on the players, man. David Johnson can't get it going. McCoy has to set up some fucking plays. He needs to get David Johnson the ball early to set up play action. He's got to help Rosen out, man. Like, Von Miller and Chubb have got to be chomping at the bit right now to get out there against the Cardinals. If the Cardinals can get the running game going early, it's going to lessen the pass rush. It's going to change things in this game, man. Not to mention, if Larry Fitzgerald is feeling better, you got to expect some screens, some short passes here. I mean, if they play smart, they can figure this out. I'm just saying. I don't know who to give the advantage to on that one, man. It's hard to believe in the Cardinals at all. No, I'm going to have to give an advantage to the Broncos in that as well, because he's a horrible offensive coordinator. But my key matchup number three, and to round it out and to end it out, is a first for the key matchups: home field advantage. Let's call a spade, man. These are two bad teams who desperately need a win. But the Broncos, in my opinion, just need it more. They have looked halfway decent at times, and they must feel like they can make a run if they can get a win. I mean, they started out the year 2-0. They lose four straight. You lose one more, you kiss the baby. The season's goodbye, especially the Cardinals. But then the Cardinals walk in here at home. They're 1-5. People have already written them off, which can help them play loose. They have no pressure. If they come in with a good game plan and they score quick, they get the crowd, they get it going. If the Broncos are playing from behind, it stops them from running, which is their biggest strength, and it plays into the Cardinals' greatest strength, which is their pass rush. And against a reeling Broncos team coming off losing four straight, the crowd could play a massive factor in this one. I'm telling you, this could be a classic trap game. It really could. There's no doubt in my mind. Now, with all of that being said, and I know that I just totally got all of you to think, hey, shit, the Cardinals are going to win this game. They're not going to win this game because they blow. I'm sorry. I want to say that the Cardinals are going to win. I want to say that it's a trap game. I think it is a little bit. I think the Cardinals will be there at times, but in the end, they blow and they're going to lose. I think the Broncos win solely because the Cardinals just can't stop the run. I think Von Miller is going to use this game, grab a couple sacks, reestablish himself as an elite guy. Broncos 24, Cardinals 17. They try. They don't get it. What are you going to do? So, yeah, that's the Thursday night matchup. I hope these matchups start to get better because it's rough, but hope I can give you a little bit of insight. Hope I can win you some fucking money on some of these picks. I've been crushing it. If you want to check out the Instagram, Big Mouth Small Words Podcast, I'm kind of crushing it on there. So thank you for listening, everybody. I hope you all have a great day, night, whenever you're listening to this. Thank you for listening always to Big Mouth Small Words Sports Talk.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.